2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you with us here on a Saturday morning. And as Dan was just telling you, we've got some sunshine coming your way today and tomorrow in the forecast. Be short-lived, though. Looks like more clouds rolling on Monday. The real best chance of any more rain is coming on Tuesday. So tomorrow would be the day to mow your lawn.
We're not really personally responsible for that sunshine coming. It was going to happen.
No, but I did ask the governor right out of the box Let Me Speak to the Governor. I said, can we get some kind of a government, a governor proclamation here to bring sunshine to the state?
Voila.
He said, look, I've been asking for people to pray for rain. Yeah. And I'm going to say,
a little late now.
I'm going to say, keep praying, but maybe we should change our focus to something else.
All right.
Because that's worked well.
It's good to be in this situation.
Yeah. This program, each and every week, sponsored by Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports. And that's my buddy, Roger Eggett, who, when I sent him the text last night to see if 6:30 was okay or 6:35, he said, is that a real time? 6:35? Does that
yes,
really?
Yes, it is.
Come on. I know you're up this time of the morning, more mornings than most.
Good morning. Yes, I'm probably driving to the lodge most mornings at 6:30.
That's what I thought.
Beautiful today. The sun's finally out.
I know, and I kept thinking about you. You posted a picture, I think, year to year leading into Memorial Day. I know what it was. People kept asking you to open the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Great idea. We opened the swimming pool, and it snows 6 inches, but
yeah.
Today's beautiful. Let's just focus on the good.
Absolutely. And part of the good, and I'm glad we're actually getting the opportunity to talk about this because I don't think we ever have. Mm-hmm. Part of the good is that you've got some prime plots of land up there that if people don't really have the desire to put a cabin on, they can pull their trailer up and call that home for a stretch of time, right?
Right. You know, one of the things we've always focused on is cabins at Bear River Lodge, but we get so many people with camping trailers. And when I first bought the lodge 22 years ago, we had campsites and people would rent them by the night and pull their camping trailer up. Well, every year I get asked over and over again, do you have any campsites? So this year we invested in 10 1-acre campsites and we have those available. People can actually just buy them. They're right near Bear River Lodge. They buy a campsite. They can put up the 3 trailers on it, set up their own campsite, and leave their trailer there all summer. And so they have access to the forest and hundreds of miles of trails. So we're just expanding what we do. And now, in addition to cabins, we have trailer sites. So it's a great option.
Rogers, is this going to be one of those $100 down, $100 a month deals?
No. This is actually you own that space, and you get to develop it for a campsite. So it is a wonderful opportunity for people to own campsites. And, you know, up in the Uintas right now, the zoning is such that you can't buy those small lots for camping and for developing campsites. But this is an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and I said in the first half hour, teasing this conversation a little bit, that there may be people out there that just don't have the desire, quite frankly, to build a cabin and then, you know, have responsibility for that, but they may already have the travel trailer in their driveway or in storage somewhere, and here's a great opportunity to get it out and have a spot you can call your own.
Yeah, you know, and you don't, the nice thing about these is you can leave your trailer all summer. You don't have to haul it home every weekend. You take it up in the spring, leave it all summer, develop your own private campsite. It's secure, and come get the trailer in the fall, and meanwhile you enjoy a great summer.
Yeah. What's the process for people if they want to find out more about it? I didn't see it on the website.
The best way is email me, Roger, R-O-G-E-R, at BearRiverLodge.com, and I can send them the information, the plat map and the documents, and or give me a call. You know, I answer the phone even at 6:35 a.m.
he says with emphasis.
Yeah.
So what is that number, Roger?
Well, you know, the problem is I'll give it out right now. we'll have to end our call because people will start calling.
I know.
801-971-4002.
The one
971-4002.
Yeah, the one thing I did see on the website is that you've got some cabin deals going into Father's Day weekend, too.
We do. We have some great deals. And they can buy gift certificates for $99. Come up and take the slingshot. You know, I don't know if you saw them. I was out riding the slingshot yesterday. Man, that's fun.
Well, I was just wondering when you have it for rent, because you're always behind the wheel.
Right. Hey, Tim, guess what? My phone's ringing.
That's what happens around here, sir. All right, I'm going to let you go and take that call, but it's always great talking to you. It's BearRiverLodge.com, or call Roger, find out about having your own, you said 1 acre lot, right?
Yeah, 1 acre. So come up and camp with us.
All right, go sell a couple of those, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Roger Egg at Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports Rentals. It's also a good time to remind everybody that, you know, with all the trailers and trucks that were heading up the road yesterday, people are dragging these things out that they've been making payments on for the last 6 months and unable to use. I used to be a boat owner. I know what that feels like. And so you're jonesing to get out. And even if the money's tight then when Memorial Day and June and July come around, you almost feel obligated to spend money you don't have to get the boat on the water because you've been paying on it for 6 months and haven't been able to use it because of the weather. Well, Trax Power Sports takes all of that guilt and stress out of your life because you don't have to qualify for the loan. You don't have to make the payments. You don't have to pay the insurance. You just rent that thing when you want to go out and play.
Sit down and figure out how many days you used your boat last year. And then go and see what the rental is on a boat and see if it's really worth owning one.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. And I don't know if you want to encourage people to sit down and figure that out.
Well, do it in private anyway.
You don't want to be thinking about that. All right, it's BearRiverLodge.com. We're going to check in with Nav Adamskis, I think, coming up here in a couple of minutes as he heads north. And we'll find out more about the fishing success of the boys, Mickey and Finn, who I think are both in tow with Navi for this weekend. With particularly sharing their excitement. And these kids have caught a lot of fish. We've been with them when they've caught a lot of fish. But to get that 37-inch, 27-pound Mackinac at Bear Lake on a 5-weight fly rod, I can't wait to share the excitement in these guys' voices because, you know, it was one of those moments in your life you'll always remember. Matt, let's take our break a little early here if we can. We'll break and come back with Fish Bites in just a minute. Also, hooking up with the Division of Wildlife Resources an hour from now. Randy Opplinger will join us, and we're going to give you a little heads up on some of the activities that are happening next week. Is next week the 8th?
Yes. No.
Or is it the following week?
It's following week.
Anyway, June 8th is Free Fishing Day in Utah, which whenever we talk about it, we have to remember to emphasize – yes, you can fish without a license. No, you can't break and bend the rules. The regulations all still apply. The same catch limits, the same, you know, lure.
Everything's
the same, except you don't need a license on that day, June 8th. So we'll take a break here. We'll come back, and we have Fish Bites coming for you next here on KSL Outdoors Radio. Don't go away.
Singing Mike.
Everyone he catches, she catches.
I'm here, yep.
Bubba. Hey, Bubba. She fishes better than you. All right, time for some fish bites this morning. What does it sound like when you hook into a 37-inch, 27-pound Mackinac on a 5-weight? Something like this.
Oh, my God. Ah! Oh, turn him. Ah! What? Oh, my God.
And as I mentioned a minute ago, these are not, you know, a couple of guys that are new to fishing. They've caught plenty of fish in their life, but it's not often that one like that comes out of the water, particularly when you're on a float tube and a 5-weight. Navi, moments like that cannot be purchased.
No, I agree. And, you know,
nowadays, if there's no footy, it didn't happen.
Right. So
if you don't film it anymore, it just does. I have tons of those moments, but the boys got them all. They got them all on, you know, on the video.
Yeah. Mickey's in tow with you today, right?
Yeah, he's right behind me. He's supposedly calling in. I don't know. Matt says he's got him on 8004.
Yeah. Mickey, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Tim.
Oh. All right, awesome. So you guys are still on the road headed north.
We are. We're going to fish Montana for a little bit.
Yeah. Take me back to that moment when you hooked into something, and I said, you know, Mickey and Finn, they know. They've done enough fishing that they know when they've got something special on the other end of the line. Walk me through that moment.
Yeah, I mean, Finn and I were stepping out of our element a little bit. We're normally fishing streams and fishing for smaller trout, so throwing for lake trout from a float tube isn't really our specialty. And we were skunked completely for a number of hours, and Finn had honestly started kind of kicking his way back to the shore. We were going to call it a day, but one more strip and big laker ended up on the end and towing me around the lake. So I got on my cell phone and had to call Finn for backup to help me. I was literally motorboating around out there.
I wanted that part of the video, actually, because a fish that size in a float tube, I would think he'd take you for quite a ride.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. When he went down, I just kind of bobbed there like an indicator would, and then when he decided to go left or right, I was going with him.
Mm. That was the fun, and I'm going to post that video, by the way, for our listeners so they can actually see this fish on our Facebook page. That wasn't the only nice fish you've hooked into this last couple of weeks. You've done, since you graduated anyway, which, by the way, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
A master's degree engineer that you are. I'll do it because I know your dad will do it if I don't. But you've caught some other nice fish this past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I took a break after graduating and convinced my brother to quit his job as well. So we've been busy fishing every day.
Did Mom and Dad know you convinced your brother to quit his job? That's what I want to know.
This might be the first time. I'm not sure if they heard that before.
Dad, you
yeah,
heard?
Yeah, I know. We yeah. know. My wife supported it. She says he needs this month before he has to get into real life and work. So you can't go fishing without a buddy.
All right, so where are you headed today?
We're going up to Montana. We're going to try to fish three streams in 3 days. That's the hope. We're going to start with the Madison today.
We've been with you on the Madison in much colder weather, actually, than you'll probably encounter today. But have they had the rain we've had down here?
Yeah, not as much. It's actually warmer there, at least according to the forecast. But, yeah, the river will be high, but mostly clear because the temperature keeps it clear. And it doesn't matter. The fish are still there as long as the water remains clear. If it gets muddy, then it's unfishable. But I don't see that happening at all.
Yeah. The other thing, and I don't know if we've got a lot of time here to flush it out. We've got, well, we actually have 6 or 7 minutes. Mickey's been involved with something to do with cutthroats. Walk me through this, Mick.
What are we asking?
Well, didn't you put together a report or something as your final piece?
Pyramid.
Hello?
Pyramid Lake, the story about the train.
I can't hear you at this point.
Navi, you ask him the question because you know what you're talking about.
Mickey, tell him about the pyramid fish and the train and the story.
Oh, okay. So I've been doing a little research just on Pyramid Lake, for those of you who are familiar, and they have a special strain of cutthroat called Wisconsin cutthroat. Mm-hmm. And a number of the listeners might be familiar with the story, but it's pretty fascinating if you have the time to look it up. Essentially, the largest strain of cutthroats that existed in Pyramid Lake, which is out in Nevada, went virtually extinct. And then nearly 40, 50 years later, we found that strain existing out near Pilot Peak, which is on the border of Utah and Nevada, in, you know, what is essentially a small stream and trout pond. And we think one of the best explanations is that a broken down train unloaded a load of Lahontan cutthroat that they were transporting during that time. So since then, the feds were able to develop a broodstock and put those fish back into Pyramid in 2008, and they've had really good returns. Those fish are getting approaching the sizes they were prior, so it's actually just a kind of really exciting story about the return of those cutthroats.
Is there a way to verify the train part of that story, and was it an accidental dump, or they meant to do that?
So that's the one part that no one can really nail down. The train is really the best explanation we have. So, back in the day, the kind of coffee pot type biologist could go and move fish left and right, and that happened on occasion. So it's possible not is the explanation itself, but based on where they found them and the location, we actually think they were transporting these fish somewhere else west as they did elsewhere, and they never really stuck in the locations they took them to. But we think the train broke down. The fish are going to die on the train eventually, so they unloaded them just where they happened to be, and it's the only place they survived. So that kept alive a species, really.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
So an accidental happy ending then, huh?
Exactly.
That's a great story. You were fishing Pyramid recently or no?
Yeah, we went out just at the beginning of May. April and March are probably the big time as far as fishing Pyramid Lake, and we were a little late just because that's when school allowed. But it's a fantastic fishery. It's actually has no inlet or outlet, much like the Great Salt Lake. So it's a little bit salty, not nearly on the scale of our lake, but interesting fishery with big, big cutthroat.
That's not the same place where you go out and you pitch a ladder,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Same one?
That is.
The guy with the tallest ladder wins.
So you actually pitch a ladder and you do your casting from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not mandatory. In some spots, you could certainly fish without a ladder, but it's high winds. It's got waves breaking on it for sure, and they're kind of moving in the shallows. So the ladder keeps you up where you could sperm and out of the colder water.
Yeah.
Definitely an asset.
Yeah, interesting pictures when you see that, too. Navi, what do you know about how this weather's been affecting the fishing in Utah, or have you had much of a report?
Yeah, the fishing's been good. In fact, the cold weather has made the rivers clear up. Fishing has been very good. Our last trip wasn't so great. We fished with my float tube class. We went to Lost Creek, and everybody got fish, but it fished far better at East Canyon the week before. I have no idea why. We had a full moon, and we had a falling barometer, which are both negatives. But I think this weekend the barometer's rising. And not only that, the temps are good. So I predict a really good fishing weekend, no matter where you go in Utah.
You want to see a nice fish, I guess it was a month ago. Anyway, earlier this spring, I posted a picture that the division had put out there of Heather Litke, I think is how you pronounce her last name, who caught that massive striped bass down at Lake Powell at 44.5 inches. And it's almost as big as she is, by the way. It has now been certified just within the last couple of days as Utah's newest catch and release record. So you talk about a striper catch of a lifetime. Heather standing there with a big grin on her face and a striper that literally from her, the tail is almost touching the ground and she's holding the mouth about chest high. So quite a fish anyway. Just want to remind everybody too that if you want details of where the fish are biting and some places where actually reports are coming in from the fishermen themselves, and you can now add to that conversation, check out the new fishing portal at wildlife.utah.gov. Guys, have a safe trip the rest of the way up there to Montana. Thanks for checking in, and Mickey, thanks for sharing the fishing experiences with us out there.
Thanks, Tim. You be safe, and I'll let you know how we do at the end of the weekend.
All right. We'll let you go. We've got ABC News coming at the top of the hour. On the other side, man, am I looking forward to sharing this story with our listeners. You brought this to my attention. Russ, I think.
I'm Russ.
Yeah. Hi, Russ.
Well, Matt called me and sound like a great story. So, yeah.
Wait till you hear about it. His name is Chase, but they call him Jasper. And he and his family are about to come in along with Matt Leonard, and we're going to share a story of this young man and a very unique hunting experience and a successful day on the turkey hunt in Utah. And a lot more. More about Free Fishing Day also coming up on June 8th as we wrap up hour number two of the show next.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.